Crow, The Greening of a Small Planet by Nina Galen. Read by the author. The Prologue. Not so long ago from now, a spaceship went from Earth to Crow, a planet long ignored by one and all. For though it lay but one light week away, and was inhabited by creatures thought to be intelligent as men, whose air was oxygen, who lived like us on land and sea, Crow failed to stir our curiosity, as did the Moon and Mars. Those rocky spheres among our stars, each with vistas sharp and spare, peopled by a greenish race that made their lair in every crevice and canal, and rode their UFOs like perfect hellions, abducting dozens of Roswellians, remained our endlessly renewable frontiers. Whereas Crow, a planet reckoned at a billion population, its rocks worn smooth by creatures walking and some sitting, this late into its faunal evolution lacked baseball parks and football fields and evidence of air pollution. On the night Crow was discovered by a boy named Marvin Crow, the planet, swimming in a distant sky, was contacted by hackers and sent back this strange reply. "Yeah, sure, feel free. Come right on up. BYOB. "Let's fight that bunch of losers," cried the pundits on TV. "Send those tedious non-boozers to a place called history," smiled the right-wing politicians. "This is when it makes good sense to take billions out of schooling to bestow upon defense." But alas, their legislation, like an innocent mosquito, got slapped down late one Friday by a presidential veto. So after that, the journalists and Congress did agree they'd better forget war and keep their waking hours free to monitor the Dow and NASDAQ and the S&P, plus those emerging markets and Japan's economy. The years went by until one night a young teacher of astronomy, wishing on the evening star for his grant to be approved, realized that if making money and not war was what man was put here for, astronomy could lead the nation. In an instant, he'd rewritten his entire application, named his project Interglobal Market Hunting. The result? Was given funding that surpassed all expectation to construct a modest spaceship and take experts off to Crow to learn if that small planet was politically ripe, its currencies robust enough and of a stripe to enter into trade relations with the Earth and all its nations. His blue ribbon delegation was a rainbow, had some humans, had a duck from Washington, D.C., two crocodiles from Yo, and what they all were feeling ranged from horror to delight, to find themselves en route to Crow, one starry, starry night.